You are listening to the What a Word podcast, an interview style podcast where guests bring their unique experiences and insight on culture, life's challenges, and faith. Each episode is seasoned with words which will inspire and encourage. Now here is your host, Ryan Sharp.
Welcome to the What a Word podcast. I want to thank, as always, I do this every week, those who check out the podcast and the YouTube channel, who give feedback, who share, who just simply listen. And I'm thankful that you're inspired. I appreciate it. And as I say each week, it's a labor of love, and I won't ever take your support for granted. Today, we have a very, very important conversation. I'm honored to have Miss Beverly Burden as a guest. She's a singer, a songwriter, and a recording artist. And she has an important, and I say important and timeless, new single called Undefeated. She's managed to join us in what promises to be a very busy weekend for her, because as far as I know, the song was only released today. So I'm happy to have Beverly on the podcast again. She's not a first-time guest, but I told her, as I tell all my other guests, if you have something new, there's an open invitation. So she joins me today to discuss her new single, Undefeated. Please join me in welcoming my guest, Beverly Burden, to the What a Word podcast. Welcome, Beverly.
Thank you. Absolutely welcome. Hi, Ryan.
So I'm honored to be able to discuss with you this single. I've had it on play all day, and I'm hoping we can unpack some of the precious themes from this, I want to say, this now timeless song called Undefeated. Who is your audience for this very important song?
Wow, I can definitely say that my audience for this very important song could be everyone, but I think that not everyone will recognize that they are undefeated. You know, so I feel like it's for those who do recognize that all things work together for the good, which was that point of realization for me when I was like, well, this is happening negative, this is happening positive, and you kind of ride the wave. So one minute you're up, one minute you're down. But then when you begin to realize that everything's working for your good, you're like, well, then I can't lose. Wow. Because everything that I go through is for my good. So therefore, I just have to be a little bit more patient with the process. So I think that it is for everyone, but not everyone is going to recognize in this moment or season or at this time that they are undefeated.
Powerful. It's an important song. And I like what you said about even in your own life, seeing the ups and downs, the positives and the negatives. So I don't think this song is saying you won't have losses in life. You're certainly not saying that. Okay. And the song has a video, and I'll let listeners know it's available for streaming on all platforms. But there's a very wonderful video that accompanies the song, directed by Travis Williams. And in the video, and I don't know if this happened just by happenstance, but there is a scene where you're sparring. And it occurred to me that most boxing matches have a seasons or a set of rounds. It's not just one and done. There are a number of rounds. What was the boxing part of the video intentional?
It was intentional. It was also, you know, part of, of the aesthetics, of course, but it was intentional. And I think that the intention of it was the two scenes, where there was one where I was sparring, and then there was another one where the gloves were being hung up. So I think that I just got chills, but there are levels to this thing called, you know, being undefeated or warring with. You know, the first question is, who are we warring with? Because when I'm sparring, sometimes we might think, oh, I got to fight with people, or I got to fight with this part of my dream, or I got to fight with the things that are holding me back. I got to make it. And it's like, I don't think that's what we're sparring with. I think that we're actually sparring with ourselves, being more patient, you know, being trusting God. And then when the boxing gloves and the other scene were hung up, it actually represented the real fight. Because the words say, because you are undefeated, that means so am I. I can hang up my gloves. So I don't need to really fight as much as rely on you. So I think that it you brought that out so well, but I think that it kind of represented just the transition, the evolution of how we actually fight in life. You know, when we start to know God, we're at the point where we're just like, all right, I got to fight. Then when we're winded and we're tired out, we're like, okay, this might not be it. But I think that God allows us to grow through our sparring with life. And we do grow through that. You know, we grow intellectually, we grow spiritually, we grow when we see that in our own strength we can't. So therefore, maybe I should approach my trials the right way. And then we grow in our knowledge of God to say, well, every good and every perfect gift comes from God. Therefore, we use this phrase all the time that says he equips those who he called. So if I'm equipped already because I'm called, that means I don't have to fight for things, that I just have to kind of ride through it and keep putting the work down. I could just go into it, but I want to leave it there where I keep putting the work down. Then we get to that next evolution part where we realize it's about reliance. So we're like, boxing gloves down. I'm just, me and God going to do this. And while he's sparring, I'm just going to keep grinding because he's clearing the way in front of me. So all I have to do is what he requested that I do. And since he's a winner, guess what? I'm a winner. It don't matter what y'all think or what it looks like to me. I'm a winner because he's won.
Powerful. And babe, you had mentioned that the audience could be everyone. There is someone though who is in a season of loss, as I indicated earlier, catching L's, as we used to say.
Yeah.
And they want to know how could I be considered, or can I be considered, an undefeated person, even though I'm in a season of catching L's?
Absolutely. I think in order for us to get to the point where we realize that we have to be defeated. In order for me to say I am undefeated, something has to be in my way that causes me to feel that I will be defeated. So I think that is the prerequisite of being undefeated. It's faith. You know, you see what you see, and it doesn't line up with what God said it was going to be. But faith is the substance of the things that you hope for. So as long as you could hope, then you're undefeated. You know, it's really that simple, because it's not in ourselves. All we need to do is hope and believe God, and then we take that name as undefeated because we believe. So I definitely think that this can speak to someone who is in a season where they're catching losses left and right, you know, left and right.
I want to follow up on that. Good point, by the way. There's a line in the song where it says, when the battle gets tough, I can rest. That sounds countercultural. Because the idea is, when it gets tough, continue grinding. But you're suggesting rest? Countercultural? Or
right. It is countercultural. And also, I think that rest is more mental and spiritual than physical. You know, when I think of Jesus on the cross, he was resting, but he was sweating blood. He was still praying in the spirit. He was still putting back on the man's air that Peter had just cut off. He was still going through the process and the motions, but he was trying to rest in the spirit. So I think that faith without works is dead. So we have to always keep that in mind, that that doesn't mean idleness, and that doesn't mean stop necessarily, but it means in the spirit, we're really trying to focus in on the fact that we are not in control. of the outcome. And I think that takes a lot of pressure off when you know that you're not in control of the outcome and it's a fixed fight. You know, like, that takes a whole lot of pressure off. That means that you're gonna get to the other side of whatever you're going through. Because you know, like, hey, this battle is already won. I just need to know that and then have the spirit to go through it. So I think that we continue to work. And I'm to make that a little bit personal, with this song, Undefeated itself, I could not see the end of it because there were so many things that kept coming up. And I'm like, this is so unreal. Like, you know, when somebody says, yo, you cannot make this up. Like, it was literally that kind of process, because the song was actually supposed to come out in November. It's April, you know, like, that's a long haul. And I'm just like, I don't know if this is going to happen. I'm not seeing it. Like, things are going on behind the scenes that are just like, but I think that I began to really settle into the words. And I believe that God always takes us through what we are going to put out there. So it's like, okay, yeah, you can speak about being undefeated, but when it becomes real, that's when I feel like you're ready to minister it. When it becomes absolutely real, when you can speak on it to encourage somebody else, that's when it really counts. So just going through that process, yeah, we definitely have to get to the point where it's just like, I don't know how this is going to happen, but I'm going to just trust the process and just go through it. So I think that resting is a spiritual rest. And then I literally was just like, it's going to happen. And I feel like I didn't even give it that much energy. I was just like, all right, yeah, this got to change. We got to do that. Now we got to move here. And yes, this. But I think that after a while, you don't know when, but you know that eventually, listen, it's going to happen. This is, if God said it, then so.
Awesome. That's awesome. There are a number of themes that stand out. I want to call them the first cousins to being undefeated. And you mentioned a few, the faith, the trust, the perseverance. One that also stands out to me is your way of identifying the victory God has won with the victory that we can now embrace. And you say it over in the song, since you've won, or so have I, or so, you know, there's a refrain that says God has already won, so we can, by virtue of that, take that credit as well as being victors. How long did it take you to get to that point where, because for many of us, how would you like to say it? The idea of just being justified or accepting that the sacrifice as being perfect takes, it's a journey. And in writing, I think personally for the author, you know, a friend of mine said last week on a podcast, he says, the best worship leaders don't always take people where they've been. They take them where they're also willing to go. So I know for you personally, undefeated must have resonated with a lot of themes in your life. How long did it take for you to accept that credit as yours as well?
Man, I think that the song, when it was written, that was the season. And even still, just because you have a thought about something doesn't mean it's your reality. It means it's your thought. But I think that literally going through this process, I've had so many crazy things happen to me since I started writing this song. And that's why I know that all things work for the good. Because I believe that we are always evolving as people. So we can never say that we have arrived, but I think that when you can look back and you don't do at least one thing this week that you did last week, you know what I'm saying, because of the thought that God has given you, right? And I think it was a season where I decided to give myself grace. We have to give ourselves grace in order to receive the journey, because the journey is going to be tough. Period. But if we don't take the journey personally, then we'll understand that everything is working for our good. and that we are not the only ones who go through certain situations, and we have to come outside of ourselves, becoming more self-aware, becoming people aware, becoming more empathetic to other people's struggles. Because it's just like, sometimes we tend to say, I'm going through this, I'm doing that, and we don't realize that it has a purpose and an expiration date to it, the struggle, you know, like, so you're not going to go through it forever, but you can go through it forever if you don't embrace that there has to be an expiration date. So I think that giving yourself grace, and giving myself grace, was part of that click in my head, which was like, you're good. Like, don't take this struggle personally, honey. Like, this is part of your growth. It's not made to stop you. It's made to push you forward. And if you allow it to stop you, then you will always be revolving, like Jonathan McReynolds said, in the same cycle. So I think for me, it was just a moment of giving myself grace, which is why part of the reason why this project took so long was because I was like, I don't want this project to be birthed out of a reflex. I'm a musician. I do music. When we are trying to move from one level to the next, it takes effort. So when November, when I was listening to the song, I was like, Beverly, this song sounds like the level of every other song that you have ever put out. You won't put it out? Or are you going to say what you want, say what you need from people who are on your team that you're paying to do this? And that's what I did. I gave myself grace. I said, no, this is how life works. You know, like, you can't feel like, oh man, I don't want to offend anybody. No, this is how life works, and this is what we're going to do. And I just decided to say, I'm here to have a good time. Like, I'm tired of being looking back over my life and feeling like it's weighing me down. That's not mine. That undefeated, that win over there, because there's a line where I said, I can see the win ahead. Like, yo, you see the win ahead, Ryan, you run to it. You drop off every weight that besets you, and you run towards that win. So I think that when we give ourselves grace to know that something is not here to stop us, but to grow us, and it's okay, and God has us, and it's okay to be vulnerable and let down our guards and say, today's not a good day, but tomorrow might be better, and I'm looking for that better day, then we're able to run towards it versus getting stuck in that cycle of just self-pity, you know, just stuff like that. I mean, I can list everything we get stuck in. People know we all get stuck in it, but we give it to God and we believe God. So that was the thing that was a changing point, giving myself grace to be human and be okay with losing sometimes.
I love it, man. I love it. And you know, one of the things that I held on to is the empathy that you described, giving yourself grace. Mm-hmm. As an extension of that too, I think as individuals testify about their victories, it's not just for that person. I think all of us can see God's footprints on that person who is having the victory. And it allows us to see God as you did for that person. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could tell you testimonies, Beverly, about how Christine and I saw God work in the lives of people who are close to us. Like, they had been praying about stuff and then God answered. And we were like, you know what? That same answer to our situation would do tremendous things for us. So we're going to celebrate for that person. We're going to celebrate their victory, because if God did it for them, he's also able to do it for us. So the empathy and the celebration of the victories of others, in my mind now, our first cousins, and I think your song ties all of those themes together for sure. Yeah. It's powerful, powerful, powerful.
I mean, you definitely made that point. And just to share on that point, it's really important, because I don't think that, sometimes I think we see winning as something outside of each other. And I've been there before, where it's just like, yeah, you've been hurt by two or three people, and then those two or three people become everybody. You know, and it's just like, that's not, like, in this season, I've just seen so many people at my side, and it's not because they have never been, but maybe I wasn't able to perceive it because of where I was stuck in. So I think that what you said is definitely a takeaway that I probably wasn't thinking, but I'm like, yes, Ryan, that's it right there. Just seeing your win in other people, because you know, we're all waiting our turn, right? So when I'm going through my low moments and my losses, right, I still have to see my win. And when I look at Ryan winning, it stirs something up in me. It's not jealousy, it's hope. Because if he did it for you, you know? So I really like that. And then to add, we're all different, right? So we talk about the seed thing, you know, you plant a seed and it grows, but not every seed grows at the same rate. What if you're an oak tree, Ryan, and the time that you need to grow is longer than the Mother's Day plant, you know what I'm saying? So we all have a purpose, and if we're not celebrating one another, we're doing ourselves a disservice. Me not celebrating you does not affect you, right? That affects me personally. So just getting into the season where, like you said, celebrating other people's wins, I like that, because I think that's so crucial. You know, if you've done it to the least of my brethren, you've done it to me. So God still incorporates how we treat other people into the equation of our success, you know? So yeah, I like that.
And your song says you're undefeated. I imagine when you do this song live, is it horizontal and vertical all at the same time?
It is. I'm like, you know, it is. Which still stems on the same point, you know, it's a constant flow, you know.
Sure. God, so you're telling congregants and audience members you're undefeated, and you're also pointing to the one who gives us that currency as well.
Yeah. And you know, looking back on my song, I Prayed For You, I see how I did that there too, where I'm like, I prayed for you. You know, like, it's to me, it's just like, you can't have the gospel without incorporating people into it. So how do we survive this thing called life without people? We don't put all of our eggs in one basket of people, but you can't love God and, you know, say you love God and not your, it's all of that, you know. So it's amazing.
And some other themes, the song amplifies support and perspective. And so here's perspective. You go before me in my hardest battles. Perspective, right? And then support, I'm in your shadow. You use the word shadow, and then you also say you're by my side. Could you amplify those themes for us, for listeners?
Absolutely. But even before that, can I take the first phrase? I don't have to lose. I can win. So we have to first come to a point where we're like, wait, I can be somewhere different. And then the how comes in with, you are my God and I hide beneath your shadow. So there are times when we need to just hide for a moment. Just, God, just cover me. I can't handle this. Because I feel like everything is different. Sometimes we can... God gives us the grace to handle a situation. You know, he gives us the grace in his word. He gives us the grace through his spirit to deal with our stuff, you know? But then there are times when we can. I hide beneath your shadow, a mighty warrior, my shield, my defense, you know? And I just thought about, like, all of the times, like, how did I need God the most? Like, it was like, I need you to come in for me and do something mighty, in a mighty way. And I think that if we're honest, we go through traumas. We go through difficulties. We've gone through depression where we need someone mightier than a human being. You know what I'm saying? Like this, like, yo, Ryan, talking to you right now is not gonna solve the problem. I need that lawyer in the courtroom, that doctor in the sick room, that people always talk. I need that, you know? You go before me in my hardest battles. And once you recognize that nothing happens by chance, you realize that God goes before you. Before you were born, he knew you. Before you were even thought of, you were the apple of his eye, the zone of his affection. You were all that to him. So I think that we have to take that same stance with what he gave us. You know, before Adam and Eve came into the world, he created everything they needed. They had a place to live. They had food to eat. They had a job. He provided everything that they needed before he put them in the garden. He didn't just pop them up like, okay, fend for yourselves and figure it out, build a hut. He didn't say that, you know, like he already had it figured out for them. And our hardest battles, he's going before us. And maybe I should have said, you go before me in all my battles, you know what I'm saying? But I do believe that he still expects us to put that work in it. Where if he says this in my word, we don't need God to re-explain what he just explained in the word. There's certain things that we can read in his word and know exactly what to do with it. So I say hardest battles because sometimes I just really need him in clutch. You know what I'm saying? Undefeated, you're undefeated. You're and you're, you know? So that's really how that happens.
That's awesome. Awesome. Beverly, anything else you want us to get from this single? As I indicated before, and you've kind of made clear to us, you can be on the canvas, you can be on the floor and still be deemed a victor. Mm-hmm. And I think for a listener and a viewer this week, hearing that is going to make a difference for them, because no matter how many times you've taken that exam and failed, it is possible to succeed and be successful on that exam. And then all those failures become a part of your testimony. Mm-hmm. But it is, and this is, as I said, countercultural. Even with all your L's, be it financial, be it relational, be it health-wise, you are still undefeated. Anything else you wanted to get from the song that we haven't amplified in our conversation?
I think that's it. I feel like I want listeners to dig in more and and pull out, because I mean I can pull all day, but I feel like I want them to dig in more. But I think the greatest thing is something that you just said. You know, there are parts of our existence, like when we go to college, we pass a class, we fail a class, we take the class for summer, but at the end of the day, we graduate, right? We know what that is like in that context. No different in spiritual life. It says a righteous man falls 7 times, but the fact is that he gets back up. So it's not in the falling, and I'm speaking to myself, I promise you, it's not in the falling, but it's in the getting back up. And I think that for me over time, what has gotten better is not the falling, well, a little bit better, but it's the get back up game. You know, like you fall and you're just like, ever see the kid lying on the floor, they cry, you know, in that zone. But now I'm like, I will get up so fast, you wouldn't even see that I fell. You'd have been like, what happened over there? That's all you could say, because I know that I don't have to stay down anymore. Because that's the part of it that can get us hooked if we're staying down. Then we get to, you know, you're graveling in your defeat at the moment. And so I think that really seeing this thing called life as equivalent to any, like your job or any other structure that carries that same principle, where it's just like boxing, you know, what a great example. Rounds, there's many rounds to boxing, but we have to come outside of ourselves and we have to start recognizing the game. There's a song that I do have. I feel like I want to do this over, but it says, life is a game meant to be played by those who find the rules and a God who knows the way. Each twist and turn in every move we'll learn, disappointments on every hand. But it makes us strong. If we hold on, we will find the blessing we've been waiting on. It will change our lives. That's when the change comes, when we're able to press through what we perceive as low moments. We have to change our definitions of these things. We have to change our vocabulary. You know, it's not I lost, but it's just like, oh, I fell and I had to get up. You know, a baby never loses when they fall the first time they try to walk. They just fell and they have to get up. But it's going to take a paradigm shift for us. It's going to take that mentality shift And we just keep trying, just keep trying, just never give up. Like, that's what I would really say. Never, ever give up. Just keep getting up. And one day, God will make it clear. It doesn't have to click when it clicked for Beverly or click when it clicked for Ryan. It's going to click when it clicks for you. You know, we just want it to click. Some people never learn this lesson until they are 60, 70 years old, you know? So even at a ripe age, as such as myself, I'm just like, dang, I wish I learned this at 25. You know, like, that would have been great. But it's like, well, that wasn't that my experience did not lend to that, and that has to be okay. I can't beat myself up because I didn't learn some lessons at 25. But did I learn it now? Hallelujah. I'm thankful, because guess what? I could have never learned it and still been just stuck rolling in a circle. So that's really what I want to share. Just keep getting up, keep getting up, keep getting up. It's not over till it's over. Till you take your last breath, you're still in the fight, you know? And when you take your last breath, you won't even know. So it's just like, you'll always be in the fight. So just keep going. And then if you need help, really get a mentor, seek professional help. If you need help, get a psychiatrist, get a psychologist, whatever you need in the works area that will support your faith. Do that, you know, because sometimes we tell people to do all these things, but they might need more support than they have. It's okay. You listen, there's no expectations when it comes to humanity. We are born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Embrace that and embrace the good that you bring to the world. That's all you can do. Like, the sinful part is a given. Like, okay, we all fall down, we all mess up. But what good did God, what is that good and perfect gift that God put in you that needs to be shared with the world? Milk that, run with it, you know? So that's just what I want to say about being undefeated. We're here for
it. Awesome. Bev, I'm going to give you the opportunity to share where people can follow your journey. I know there is a YouTube channel. Just give them the name. There may be a few Beverly Burton YouTube channels there. But what I want to also challenge listeners and viewers to do in the upcoming week is go on Beverly's YouTube channel and in the comments, share ways the song has inspired you, and share ways you've gone to your victory. As a Knick fan, there were times when I would watch the replay knowing the outcome. And there were moments or in different periods of the game where I thought they must have gone this wrong when they said the Knicks won this game. There's no way they can pull it off. But knowing ahead of time that they were victorious and watching the replay, you were just in that season wondering the hows. How are they going to do it? So I'm sure Beverly wants to know the hows of your victory. Mm-hmm. The word says God has more than 1,000 ways to answer prayers and bless us. Mm-hmm. So my challenge for listeners and viewers is this week, go on her YouTube channel and in the comments, share the various ways God got you through your L's, whether it was exams, whether it was a relational issue, whether it was a health issue. Share the ways God has answered prayers, how you got from the L to being undefeated, how your perspective changed, how you felt him by your side. What was it like when you were in the shadow? Mm-hmm. Litter her page with those testimonies.
Sharing, yes.
Yeah. Share the links, Bev.
So it's Beverly Song Burton on everything. So Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, IG, Beverly Song Burton.
Awesome. So Beverly Burton, as I said, singer-songwriter, has a music school. Please share information on the music school, Bev.
Go to, thank you. GOTOBBSM. Go to BBSM.com. So that's GOTOBBSM.com.
Thank you so much, Bev. And listeners and viewers, I'm going to close out with her latest single, Undefeated. Beverly, thank you so much for joining us again as a guest on the What a Word podcast.
Thank you for having me, Ryan.
Most welcome.
God is greater than I, greater than I. And when the battle gets tough, oh, I can rest, knowing that he'll never, ever leave my side, knowing that he'll never, never leave my side. You are my God, and I hide beneath your shadow. You're a mighty warrior, my shield and defense. Oh, you go before me in my hardest battle. You're undefeated, undefeated. You're undefeated, you're undefeated. Oh.
Undefeated, undefeated.